Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
All right, I hope everybody's ready to rock and roll because I know we are, and the time is here. It is now. It is the Decibel Geek Podcast. That's right. Time to talk about some rock and roll. That's what we love to do. My name is Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my awesome friend and kick-ass co-host and beat-tired rock and pod promoter, Chris Sinzak. I don't even need to ask how you're doing. Are you with us?
I'm tired, boss.
You poor, poor thing.
Oh. Yeah, I'm here. Happy to do Decibel Geek because I don't have to talk about rock and pod for a little while, which is nice.
I bet you are. It must feel weird at this point to do any kind of podcast or any kind of appearance or anything that doesn't have anything to do with Rockin' Pod.
Yeah, still buy your tickets at rockinpod.com, though, please.
I was going to say, speaking of that, man, we can still talk about Rockin' Pod. I think around here, pretty much everybody knows at this point. If you don't know, we're having a big party in, what, less than 20 days? Yeah, it's coming up real soon. It's here in Nashville. It's called Rockin' Pod. All the details are at rockinpod.com. Go check it out. If you got some vacation time, if you love rock and roll, if you love hanging out with rock stars and podcasters and just having a good time, live music, the whole shebang, we're making it happen. Get on that website, get all the details, and then get your tickets and join us in just a few short weeks here in Nashville for Rockin' Pod 2023, man. I am stoked. So excited.
And you're going to be extremely fashionable, as I noticed today.
Well, would that be any other way?
I can't believe you.
That's what I said in the show. You know, hey, come find me. I won't be hard to find.
No, you will not.
My shoes are all charged up and ready to go.
He's not exaggerating.
I'm ready to kick ass for Rockin' Pod. So many great guests, so many great friends are coming to town. I mean, it's always my favorite weekend of the year, without question. Like, I know all the work goes into it. I know it's crazy right now. But just think about when we're chilling out after it's over, drinking some cold beers, hanging out with our friends, and basking in the afterglow of what just was Rockin' Pod 2023. Think about that moment. And Chris, I know that'll carry you through to get us to the finish line on this thing.
Have some crack ready. I'll need it.
We ain't smoking no crack.
Oh, man. Well, what else am I going to do with Ian Wadley?
No, you'll have to have Ian bring you your crack then. I'll have no part in it.
Okay.
What I will have a part in is helping to introduce our listenership, our friends, our audience, to the latest and greatest rock bands in the world. Yes, we love Kiss, and we love Sabbath, and we love Ozzy, and we love Crew, and Guns N' Roses, and Metallica, and Pantera, and on and on and on. We love the legends, talk about them all the time. But it's very important to remember that we also take our duty to keep rock and roll alive very, very seriously. So every so often, what we like to do is a little something called Fresh Blood. If you're familiar, you already know. If not, this is our chance to introduce you to some brand new bands that have the spirit and the power and the glory of the rock and roll that we hold to be legendary. We're going to introduce you to 10 bands today. They all kick ass, and odds are you've probably never heard of them before. So you might find something here that you're going to love, and we love to bring it to you. Now, of course, before we get to all that, we've got to take care of our business. And what's our business? It's reviews and recommendations. Now, it's been a long, long time since we've gotten any of them. whether it's from Apple Podcasts or from Podchaser or even a simple, sweet Facebook recommendation, man. It's been a long time since we've gotten one. And so today, I'm extra excited because I look in the folder and holy shit, we got one. Yeah, Apple Podcasts review. All 5 stars. Been waiting a long time for this. Thank you guys for finally bringing us a review. All right, this one's entitled Crumpled Foreskin. All right, it goes a little something like this. What a great KISS podcast. Just so much fun and brings back so many great memories. Right up there, like a suppository. Well done, Tom and Zeus. This isn't even a review for our podcast.
No, it's a Shout It Out Loudcast review left under our page.
Well, shit, at this point, we'll take it.
Yeah, take whatever we can get. That's why I used it this week. I didn't get any other reviews.
If that's the best review or recommendation that we can get from our friends out there who enjoy this show week after week for free, we're bringing it to you all the time because we love it. All we ask for is reviews and recommendations in return. We can't even get that. We can't even get one for our own show. The awesome podcast, Shout It Out Loudcast, gets them on our show. They probably get enough on their own.
Oh, yeah.
They don't need ours. And but we're going to keep this one because we need it.
Well, and I was also a little disappointed that it wasn't one of our listeners that used a title of Crumpled Foreskin. I really liked that one.
Yeah, I was excited there for a second, and then I read the rest of it.
This is going to be a deep reference, and probably only 3 people will get it, but this must be like what Bill Pullman feels like when somebody tells him that they loved him in Weird Science.
Okay, all right.
Because there were actors named Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
And Bill Paxton played Chet in Weird Science, so I'm like, and people would get him confused all the time.
Yeah, I guess that must be what that feels like.
So yeah, 3 people laughed. The rest of you, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. We'll take this review. Thank you, Barry Pleasure, via Apple Podcast from Australia. They love us there, clearly. Oh, man. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry.
Gotta laugh. Maybe they're getting one of our reviews.
Maybe. So they're doing their show right now, reading one, going, Chris and Aaron have great chemistry together. Like, what the fuck?
It's like some weird Freaky Friday stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I guess we'll have to get it all sorted out at Rockin' Pod, because if you love the Shout It Out Loudcast so damn much, they're going to be there.
Actually, they're not.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're not coming.
Oh, I thought they were coming.
I wish they were, but they're not.
Well, dang it, Tom and Zeus. We're still keeping your review. Yeah. Now we're definitely keeping it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, there are some people out there who love us. Looks like a short list this week. Oh. What is going on around here?
I didn't get to shit. I didn't get through that part. Damn it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. That's all right.
I got bugged with calls right before we started, and I couldn't shit.
We ain't got time to mess around with it.
All right.
We've got a few people here that we know probably likely shared it, like Adam Cox and Rock and Ron Runyon, who are always on our Geeks of the Week, legendary, honorary places amongst our favorite people in the entire world. Along with them, their memories, their awesomeness. We got good friends that are still with us. Mighty K, Kristen Schimbeck, Mark Alden Taylor, he's going to be at Rockin' Pod hanging out. The Freeform Rock Podcast, the Mark and Jerry BS Sessions, David Cathy, our friend from here in Nashville, he's going to be there. Is Will Honeycutt going to be there?
Yes, he is.
How about Joe Capone?
I don't think so.
Victor Ruiz is in Spain. He's probably not coming. He's there in spirit. Scott Crouch is coming, I think, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. Well, and I know, of course, as always, the Mooger Fooger is coming to Rockin' Pod. So there you have it. If you shared or reviewed, or, well, you didn't review. If you shared or retweeted, we love you and we thank you. That's your shortened list of Geeks of the Week this week. We're all in shambles here. The heat is on. the heat is on. Rockin' Pod is almost here. You got to understand.
Yeah.
I barely had it together to put together this episode this week. I used my last brain cell on that crazy thing I did a couple of weeks ago.
That was awesome.
But we got it together, though. We've got 10 bands. Odds are you've probably not heard of any of these. If you have, I'm impressed, because that means you're on the cutting edge of rock and roll in 2023. So let's talk about it. 10 bands that people need to hear. Fresh blood. You ready? Who's going first?
I guess I'll go first.
Okay. Kick it off.
All right. So I don't know if I've played this band before in the past. The album cover looked familiar to me, so forgive me if I have, but I don't think I have. It's a band from Norway called Spider God, and God is spelled G-A-W-D. Do you remember this band?
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever heard of this before.
Okay, the music didn't sound familiar, but the album cover did. Maybe I'm confusing it with something else. But they're from Trondheim, Norway, and they call their sound desert rock and say they are influenced by the MC5 and Grand Funk Railroad. Interesting influences.
Okay.
This is more fresh to me because their first album came out in 2014, but their 2021 album, Spider God 6, is a real trip and has some great sounds on it, especially a song called Into the Deep Serene. We'll be right back. trippy, right?
Man, that is freaking awesome. I love that.
Unique.
It's like, yeah, it's got like elements of a lot of like very different things that I like. Like, it's almost like Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats if they had better singers.
Right. Yeah, it's a little more polished than that, but yeah, I get it.
But it's still got like kind of a 70s vibe to it. The guitar is killer.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I want to know more about that. Spider God.
Yeah. The God spelled G-A-W-D.
God.
It's just a unique sound, and it's kind of like a blender of different things. So, yeah, I definitely want to check out more of their stuff. And the rest of the record's pretty good, too.
Man, that's badass. I like that a lot. You're off to a killer start, man. That's a great way to kick it off.
Thanks.
All right. I got one for you, too. This is pretty interesting. This band was actually formed in New York City back in 1995. They released one self-titled album in 2000 that was produced by Mike Klink. Everybody that knows rock and roll knows that guy. Okay, if you don't know about this band, I want to tell you, they're called Fuzzbubble. And you probably say, I've never heard of that. You say they've been around since 95, they released an album in 2000, but I'm going to tell you something that's going to make you go, maybe I do know who that is. So back in the day, they did a song with Puff Daddy. It was Puff Daddy's new metal song, All About the Benjamins. Do you remember that?
I do.
It had the guitar, kind of heavy guitars in it.
That's them, huh?
That was Fuzzbubble playing the guitars on that. They rocked it out. So I really don't know much about them other than that. I guess that's their most famous thing. They used to hang out with Puff Daddy and made that song rock. But other than that, I don't know. They never followed up the debut, but they did release a demos and rarities album a couple of years ago. I'm not sure if they broke up or where they went or what happened, but I guess they're back. Now, I heard about this because Tom Feely was talking about how great they were. And I respect that guy so much that I had to check it out for myself. I hear a lot of what I like about Cheap Trick.
Mm-hmm.
It also kind of reminds me a little bit of Enough's Enough back when Donnie V was in the band. And if you're down with that, then you're probably going to dig this. So it's from their 2022 album, Cult Stars from Mars. This is Fuzzbubble and a tune called Dragonfly, Part 2.
Yeah!
Jim Bakke, and Mark DiCarlo. Mike Portnoy plays drums on that song. Pretty cool, huh?
You said Mark DiCarlo. I think there's an actor named Mark DiCarlo. I wonder if it's the same guy.
Like I said, I don't know a whole lot about it. Maybe that's where they went away for a while. Maybe he went to become a famous actor, and now he's coming back to rock some more. I have no idea.
I don't know, but that's... But yeah, I mean, very power pop, heavy Beatle influence on that.
Yeah.
And no, I like it. It's really, really good sounding. Jellyfish kind of, it all fits in with that Jellyfish stuff.
Yeah, it kind of does. And that makes sense. I think that J.R. Manning had something to do at least with them at some point in their career anyway. This is a band I want to know a little more about. I think they're pretty cool. I want to listen to that debut album, see what that's all about now. And hey, thanks, Tom Feely.
Yeah, I know he had recommended that to me. I hadn't had a chance to check it out yet, but I'm glad you picked that. I'll check out more of their stuff because I love that type of stuff.
And if you don't believe me on how cool Tom is, well, you just come on down to Rockin' Pod for yourself, because that is the place where you can sign the ever-growing list of people who believe that Bill Acoin deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tom Feely has taken this on as his personal mission to get the word out to the people and get as many signatures as possible. So if you believe in a guy who believed in Kiss and believed in a lot of other great rock and roll bands, championed the music we love, get on down to Rockin' Pod. And while you're there, make sure you sign that petition to get Bill Acoin into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And I heard that Roman, Bill Acoin's partner, is probably coming too.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. That's cool, man. I'm excited to see what he would think of Rockin' Pod.
I think he came last time.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
I don't know if I met him or not.
I've hung out with him somewhere else, but I can't remember where now. Maybe it was Cruise Fest. But yeah, he loves what we do. I know Tom mentioned recently that he would be coming.
Nice. That's awesome. And if you love Fuzzbubble, their latest album is called Cult Stars from Mars. Along with Mike Portnoy appearing on that album, you also get appearances by Jeff Scott Soto and the man himself, Chips Enough. Gotta love that.
Chips everywhere.
Yeah, that's the kind of world I want to live in.
It's a Chips Enough world. We all just live in it.
Damn right.
And it's very smoky. Okay, so my next one. So we typically play like mostly independent bands on Fresh Blood, but I do want to make an exception this week, as this Frontiers band is actually really great. And it's a band, it's an Indian band called Girish and the Chronicles. From Gangtok Sikkim. I'm probably totally pronouncing that wrong. They put out their debut in 2014, but have been relatively underground until Frontiers picked them up. And I really got into this record last year when it came out, and then it fell off my radar. So it honestly should have been in my best of list. So I'm going to try to kind of apologize by playing one of their tunes here. I think you'll like this one. It's the title track from the album, Hail to the Heroes.
The horizon, the bleeding sun.
that voice, man. His voice is so good.
Yeah, he's an amazing singer.
Holy shit, I like that. Are you sure you didn't have them on your top 10?
Yeah, I'm sure I didn't have them.
I know then you must have just been talking about them or something, because I know I've heard you talk about this band before, but I haven't had a chance to check them out. But after hearing that song, Hail to the Heroes, man, I'm going to be looking into more of that. Gearish and the Chronicles.
Yeah, it's a really strong record from front to back. The only critique I have of them is they use the Kiss font for their name, which is kind of lame looking. That's my one complaint. The music's amazing, though.
Yeah. Like, well, what are you into nowadays? Oh, I've been into this Indian heavy rock right now from the country of India. Pretty cool like that. Pretty diverse.
Yeah.
I dig it, man. That's cool. I'm going to check that out, too.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right. So you think my reach back to 95 was bad, and Chris just went for one that was pretty bad. Oh, man, if there's any definition of cheating...
Oh, you're getting good music either way.
The format of Fresh Blood, I'm about to do it.
Oh, here we go.
This is going to be a stretch, but I think you're going to love it. Let me tell you about this fresh new band formed in 1988.
What? I'm sitting there feeling bad about 2014.
I mean, sure, Seasons of the Wolf have released 5 full-length studio albums since 1996, but, you know, whatever. It's whatever. They've been rocking since the 80s, and they haven't changed their ways. This is Seasons of the Wolf with their 2021 single, Reignite the Sun. We'll be right back. yeah, whatever, you know, I don't care. It's cool. I like it.
No, I liked it too. It's pretty good stuff.
It's got some cool, like, Deep Purple vibes to it. It's
That's what
heavy.
I thought.
I mean, it's, I really dig it a lot, you know, and when I first found it, I thought it was a new band. And then I listened to it, I go, yeah, I'm going to definitely include that. That's a brand new song. You know, I'm going to include that on Fresh Blood. And then I start doing a little research on them. So I figured out what to say about them. I'm like, oh, shit.
That happens to me all the time. I'll get something that's amazing. And I'm like, oh, it's 15 years old. Shit.
Yeah, these guys have been rocking since 88. Okay, well, whatever.
But yeah,
I like it. I mean, the drums, the guitar, it's just killer. I dig it.
Yeah, my thought when I was listening to it was kind of almost Southern Fried Deep Purple is what it sounded like to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Like I said, they got a few albums out. That was a single called Reignite the Sun. But yeah, they got records, man. Go find them. It's good stuff.
Cool, cool. All right. So my next one, we're going to go to the UK for my next one. It's a band called Twister. And let's go over their bio statement and let's see what they say.
Okay.
Twister are a high-energy rock band of the highest order.
All right.
Their anthemic songs are bursting at the seams with soaring guitars, gripping and unforgettable melodies, and unbeatable choruses.
Yes.
These four Northeast lads are absolutely going for it, and you can see just how passionate they are in their live performances.
They're going for it.
If you haven't seen them live yet, make it a priority, as you will not forget the name Twister. So,
All right.
Do they live up to the hype? You'll have to listen to their latest single called Own Worst Enemy to find out.
Intelligence lets you down, but not this time. We got a reason to revive, but need help with the reason. Things are dangerously civilized. Keep it dignified. The walls are closing in your mind, like you've been hit. Before
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I like them a lot. And they have a lot of good stuff out there on Spotify.
You know, I hear that. You know what it makes me think? Makes me think that's what I wanted out of Lizzie Borden. When he came out with that last album, and I was so excited for it to come out. And then when I got it and heard it, I had a hard time getting into it. It just didn't sound like classic Lizzie Borden to me. But like that to me sounds more like classic Lizzie Borden than what Lizzie Borden's doing now.
I didn't think that when I listened to it, but yeah, now that you mention it, I can hear that. I could hear him doing that stuff.
Lizzie Borden, you need to take these guys out on tour and learn a little something. This is what the people want. The young guys are doing it better.
And also, Twister was a movie that starred Bill Paxton, as I mentioned before.
Not Bill Pullman?
Not Bill Pullman.
Okay, all right.
So yeah, I brought it all the way around.
You planted the seeds, and now the flowers are blooming.
Yes, sir.
Ridiculous. All right. Speaking of which, I got a song and a band here that are so good, it's ridiculous.
Did they open for the Monkees?
I don't think so.
They're not from 1967.
They're not from 1967. Actually, this band is a little bit more current. They were formed in 2015.
All right. Get down
but that's, we're getting there. We're getting there now. They were formed in 2015 in Mesa, Arizona. They're currently based out of Austin, Texas. They are completely based around the stellar heavy metal songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Nate Garrett. This is something special. I'm telling you, I really, really love this a lot. I think everybody's going to be pretty blown away by it. So on this one, I'm just going to let the music do the talking. And you let me know what you think, because I think it freaking rocks. This is a band called Spirit Adrift, and this is The Sorcerer's Fate. We'll be right back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Pretty killer. I mean, Spirit Adrift. They got a few albums out, but this is a song from a couple of years ago. Their most recent album came out in 2020, and it's called Enlightened by Eternity. Pretty killer, man. I mean, the dude's got a good voice. The songs are just rocking. The guitar playing is just killer, man. I'm going to find some more Spirit Adrift.
Pretty full sound for three guys.
Yeah, and really, I think it's the one dude that does everything, and then the other guys are like, I don't know if they're just touring with them, or, I mean, if it's actually a band. He writes everything, I'm told.
Wow, talented cat.
Yeah, it's very cool, man. I'm definitely interested in learning more about this band and seeking out some of their other music, and looking forward to it. I mean, if the last one came out in 2020, I'm guessing that hopefully we're due for something new from this band, so... Spirit Adrift, you're doing something good, Nate Garrett. Keep it coming, man.
Very cool. All right, my next one we're going to go to Ireland for. This is a band called Break Loose, and Break is spelled B-R-A-K-E.
Nice.
But they are led and formed by reckless Venezuelan poet Alex Murillo. They've established themselves as a notable force on the local rock scene, selling out their first headline show at the Workman's Club in Dublin, and being featured in Hot Press Magazine as one of the hot Irish acts for 2022. You don't really hear much about great Irish bands these days, but I think their single Gimme from 2022 might win you over.
Yeah!
Chris Sinzak. You are bringing the gems today. That is fucking awesome, too.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, a lot of my picks today, I was like, I bet Aaron would like this. I bet he would like that. You know, yeah.
I like everything that you've played so far, and that one is no different. I mean, it's good, chugging, heavy, rocking, jamming stuff, man. I can get down with that all day.
Yeah, I think we're turning a lot of people onto a lot of cool shit. So, yeah, Break Loose from Ireland. Didn't know about him till this week.
That's a great name. That's a good metal name. Brake Loose. I like it.
Yeah.
It's very metal. All right. So, you know, I got a sensitive side too. I'm not all just about the metal all the time. I want to know, are you ready for some acoustic metal?
Yeah.
This is pretty killer. This is one, when I heard this, I was like, Chris Sinzak is going to love this.
It's like we're making each other a mixtape.
Uh-huh, kind of is. That's, yeah, that's kind of the way this works out. A mixtape for the listeners and for each other. That's no, right. this is something else. It kind of reminds me of like GNR Lies a little bit. Like these songs could kind of fit along with that. So I'm just going to do like you did before, because it's easier and probably more accurate. I'm going to read off the website. It says, Drew Cagle is a singer, songwriter, and musician who is quickly gaining a reputation as a dynamic modern rock vocalist. Drew has an explosive vocal style that is frequently compared to that of the classic arena rock frontmen of the 70s and 80s. At just 21 years old, Cagle is playing a significant role in bringing original rock and roll back to the forefront for youths today, while stressing the importance of originality and creativity when it comes to everyday life. He uses his music to connect with fans and encourage them to be unapologetically themselves. You gotta love that. This is what Fresh Blood is all about. Young rockers out there showing that even though they're young and they're not the old timers like us that were there and lived it and were a part of it when it was new. These guys are young. They found it probably through us. We're the cool uncles that taught them the ways of rock and roll. And now they're taking what we taught them and they're bringing it back and doing something cool and awesome on their own. Like I said, this is probably not the normal pick you would expect from me, but I find this to be just unfreaking believably awesome. It's got some electric guitars to it, but it's really kind of an acoustic bass thing. But I mean, as far as acoustic guitars go, it's got some heaviness to it. And I could see this being like a really heavy, hard rocking song, even though it's acoustic for the most part. But I guess you're just gonna have to hear it for yourself to really understand what I'm talking about. And I think you're gonna dig it. This is Drew Cagle and The Reputation, and a song called 415 to Denver.
I don't deny what you say I've done. I accept it. I refuse to run. In my I see the hill of players on the 415 to Denver.
Oh, yeah. That's completely up my alley. So, of course,
I knew you'd love that.
Yeah, that little, it is a surprising pick from you, but yeah, the very talented band there.
Dude, it's so good. Like I said, I'm the guy, I'm the Ace Frehley guy. I like them Les Pauls through the Marshalls cranked to the moon. But, I mean, that is really, really good. And they're young, and they're new. They only got one album. It's called The Haunted. It's out there now. The whole album is really good. It's hard to describe it because it's like Guns N' Roses, or there's like elements of Metallica in it, but acoustic. I don't know, man. It's far out, but I like it. I think it's different and it's cool, and it definitely carries the spirit of the music that we love, and it's being performed and created by young people out there that are carrying the flag of rock and roll into the future, and you got to be proud of that.
Yeah, the guy's only 21 years old.
Heck yeah, man.
That's crazy. Love it.
Rock and roll lives.
Yep. All right, so I guess I got one more, right?
Okay.
It's another great band from the UK. Have you noticed, like, the last few times we've done this, I've had a lot of picks from the UK. They're really starting to have quite a scene there.
What do they call you, an Anglophile?
I guess so. I mean,
you just love it.
It's not like the Beatles came from there or anything.
Yeah, the Beatles, the Stones, and Break Loose.
Yeah. Well, no, they're from Ireland. This is a
that's UK
band called Spider Bite, spelled with two Y's.
Well, there you go. That's all I need to hear. I know this is gonna rock.
They're a 4-piece band from Kent, and they formed in 2011. So I go back over a decade. Spider Bite are a sleaze metal band perfect for fans of Motley Crue, Twisted Sister, Wasp, and Motorhead. Now, I'm not totally sure I hear too much of those bands in their sound, but as a fan of those bands, I think that they're pretty awesome, especially on the 2021 single Double Dose.
Killer, badass.
I said it'll make your playlist.
Yeah, make my CD want list too.
Yeah, the album cover on that one's really cool too. I don't know if you saw it.
Man, I love it. I just love it that there's these young bands out there that are carrying it into the future. This is what it's all about. You know, if we want rock and roll to be alive, and, you know, we just, you and I, before we recorded this, recorded a Torpedo Dudes episode for our supporters on Patreon, and they also recently got a new Chris and Aaron show not too long ago. So we've been kind of releasing stuff for the VIPs. If you want some extra Chris and Aaron, Torpedo Dudes, Decibel Geek, all of it in your life, check us out on Patreon.com. Pick your level of commitment and you get some extra good stuff. You know, supposedly Kiss is going to be announcing that it's over soon. We'll see about that. But the truth is, you look at guys like Ozzy Osbourne now, and he said he just can't tour anymore, and he wants to, but he can't. And he's walking around with a cane. Still recording great albums, but, you know, the poor guy, he's getting old. You know, look at some of these bands out there that they're struggling, a lot of them. I hate it for them. But, you know, replacing original members to carry on. A lot of our favorite bands are gone already. You know, what happens when they're all gone? We got nothing? No, we got these bands. But in order for that to happen, you got to support these bands. And I've said it a million times, especially when we're doing Fresh Blood. At the very, very least, what you can do is give them a like on Facebook and follow them. Or follow them on Twitter. That's the least you can do. That way, at least when they announce that they're coming and playing near you, you got the heads up. You can go check them out. Then you buy a ticket and you buy a t-shirt. In the meantime, you can go ahead and go to Bandcamp or whatever, order their music. In order for these bands to be there, when the rest of them fall off, that means we got to kind of get them there. You know, get them to where they survive, where they're doing this for a living, where they don't have to stop and go, well, that didn't work. I don't know if I mentioned this not too long ago. I had an idea for an episode where Chris and I would go back and look at the very first Fresh Blood that we ever did and see where those bands are now. Got bad news when I decided that was a good idea. It was a terrible idea because all those bands are dead.
It's true.
It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. It's difficult times for rock and rollers, but we can help. We can support these bands. We can buy their music, buy their merch. And like I said, at the very least, give them a like and a follow. Tell them the Decibel Geek Podcast sent you. They're all valuable bands. Every single thing we've played today is a valuable band, you know, that deserves to live when everything else is going extinct. You got to keep it going. Keep that flag flying. And these bands make it easy to do that.
Hey, when you do the edit for this, you have to put patriotic music behind everything you just said.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Here's the State of the Union.
The State of Rock and Roll address from Aaron Camaro. You better support these bands. Otherwise, by the time the other ones are all dead, they'll be dead too. And there'll be nothing. Nothing. Except like the shit you see at the halftime show of the Super Bowl. That's all music's going to be. Is that what you want?
No.
I don't want no stupid shit like I saw at the Grammys. I want real King Diamond.
King Diamond at the Grammys. That would be something.
It's getting too old for that shit. We need to bring rock and roll back. And with bands like this, man, they're good. And if more people heard them, they would love them and say, man, I like that. You know, let's go see that band when they come to town. I don't know. I'm just a little scared. A little scared of what's going to happen. Especially when you talk about going back and looking at the first Fresh Blood, how those bands are all extinct now. I mean, that's like, you know, 12 years ago. It's hard. It's hard for these bands. They need us as much as we need them. So let's keep them alive. I got one more for you before we wrap it up and get on out of here. If you haven't got your tickets to Rockin' Pod yet, you better damn do it. Because Pantheon's a part of it. And you know it's going to be an awesome party. Look what they've done for us here at the Decibel Geek Podcast. I feel like we've become better since Pantheon's gotten involved with us. So give them the love too. Follow them and thank them for bringing you Decibel Geek every single week for free right here, wherever you get your awesome podcasts at. No more talk. Time to rock. I got one more for you. It's awesome. This band came out with their debut album last year. It's called Blonde Zombie. This is a band called Cross-Eyed Lover. You don't need to know a whole lot about it. I know they're young. There's not a lot of information out there about them. But what you need to know is they got the spirit for sure. Figure it out for yourself. This is Cross-Eyed Lover with What You Gonna Do About It. And this has been Fresh Blood on the Decibel Geek Podcast.
See ya.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com. code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.